So that reminds me of talking about putting everything in one box. That was a Tumblr post that was going around for a while that had an Amazon box that had a plush of, I think, Pinkie Pie from My Little Pony and a bottle of lube. And they said the best part about Amazon, everything you buy probably goes in the same box together.
No, that post was the best part about Amazon is that someone had to
Has
put
the pet,
everything in the
in
same
the same
box.
box.
An actual person had to handle those things,
I think
tape them up in a box.
oh man, what was that? There was I think that was an old XKCD comic that was a fun game. You can play at a store. Pick two items that will be the most disturbing to the cashier. Winner so far, birth control test and single wire coat hanger.
Even think they sell wire clothes hangers anymore.
I don't think they do.
And certainly not in singles. What's really fucking close?
That sounded like Travis.
Oh, kinda.
I'm here.
Oh, was that really fucking close?
What?
I don't know,
Talking
you just
about
said that was really fucking close.
Oh, me and Max got an EDH deck for Magic. We're playing each other, and I thought I was gonna get stomped, and now we're just like trading back and forth.
Cool.
We've been playing for what, an hour? But about 45 minutes.
Have you played a game of Magic that's gone on so long?
EDH is 100 cards. Yeah, a single player can last an hour or two. Multiple players last up to 3 or 4 hours.
That does not sound like the kind of Magic I want to play.
It's fun, but it's slow. Oh, Max took
Just like me.
at character sheets for me because he wanted to see what was going on with Ashton. Here's some notes he made. Actually, I should probably share it with everybody.
Probs, whose stuff is this?
Max was looking at, I was just making sure all my notes were right. It's just basically he was looking at all the powers. A lot of them are okay, but there's basically ways to make them better.
Who Max was?
Yeah.
Crystal meth.
Who's crystal meth? What?
Oh yeah. Yep, that's why I took that for Kagako's, that's why I took that for a Kagako's scarf, because natively, it would deal shock and killing as a miracle. Or no, wait, never mind. I don't think
Also,
it. Or
I
do I
have
have that as an
permanent on it
object?
because endless only extends to as long as you're actively doing it. Permanent lasts if you get knocked out.
Right. Tank lady.
Kagome.
Kagome.
Also, can you add comment permissions so I can talk back?
Let's see here.
Wait, pain don't. I don't have. Let's see. Powers that have one more than one quality require you build the
Yeah,
power
there's a
for every
whole
quality it
power.
possesses.
We can look
Right.
at
Yeah.
this later. This is just something we can look at later. This is something for
No.
me to throw.
I mean, permanent makes sense because pain don't hurt. Does pain
Oh,
hurt?
wow,
Does
mutable,
pain
huh?
don't hurt also get? Is does pain don't hurt also give you the extra hitboxes?
Yeah, it's a, I
All right.
combined extra tough and regener and a and a and a reformulated version of regeneration.
Okay, yeah, then I think
He
Max is
says
wrong on that one because you
he
do
says
need
permanent
permanent,
is
otherwise
right. He
you'd.
forgot to. He basically sent me a big notepad and I formatted it all. He said that was one that should be
Oh.
changed.
Okay, yeah, because he, yeah, like Matt said, he'd need permanence that it still functions when he's unconscious.
Yeah.
But like I said, this is something y'all can go over and look at later. This is just he was
And yeah, the
doing math.
reduced shocks. The reduced shocks also reduces shocks to. It would also reduce it. It reduces just flat out removes two shocks from every hit that hits him.
Okay.
I noticed that there's nothing wrong with King Rush's Supermoto. Excellent.
Nice.
Other than the powers need to be separated, yeah. Basically, you'll have a shit ton more dice to do things with your
Well,
stuff.
honestly, I think I did that because he had one power, and so if you have one, or maybe he has two powers. I don't remember what his permission is. I need to look at that again.
It's basically so you'd have useful reduced pain, useful extra tough, and then your useful
I mean,
up.
it would be like this. I guess it would be like the same cost effectively. Like I can break them up.
Yeah, it's sometimes it doesn't actually matter, but sometimes it does, is the thing. Sometimes it makes it cheaper, honestly.
most of the time.
So, and yeah, I actually did build them as I did build reduced shocks and extra tough as separate things. They just have the same number of dice and the same extras. And because all of them are useful, they didn't need to have different things. That said, no gobble dice from damage didn't need to have engulf, so I could take that one off.
All right, I'll have to look at mine, but I think the one thing let's see, looking at the notes for Kagako, the reason Clever Maneuvering doesn't have automatic is because she can dodge without. It is possible for her to dodge without using it. So
automatic, I don't believe, forces you to do it when it's attached.
Automatic has to go with attached.
It does have to go with attached.
Right, because it has attached.
Okay. Then yeah.
I'll take another look at automatic and see what it does.
I think automatic. Yeah.
It there, but I thought I it was thought yeah, was you don't have a choice. It goes off no matter whenever the first one goes off, the second one also goes off.
Yeah, it's a flaw, not a bonus for that reason.
Reasonable point.
Yep. So and then Clever Maneuvering actually isn't a miracle. It's basically an added capacity on top of Hyper Dodge.
The way to control it, it's totally automatic.
Damn it.
Whenever you're around.
At least I think. Let me double check and make sure how I built that, because that was one of those things where I was like, I can think of a couple different ways I could build this power, and I always forget which one I actually went with.
Metra's not on here because he already showed me like half a dozen things in a row.
Obviously, you didn't need to write it.
And yeah, let's... Max, reduce shocks just flat out, however many guys he has, and that reduces it. Yeah.
Let's see.
And then, what flaw do I have that's one higher than stated, or did I just do the math wrong?
You did the math wrong because it was underneath, if I remember correctly.
So, yeah, there we go. Yeah, so that should be...
No, maybe I did Bill's Miracle. Let's see.
Okay.
Kagome! Kagome!
So let's see. So then, yeah. So that's a one point thing. Because it's four. It's five. It's five extras, five flaws. So that makes it a little cheaper.
What math, Hannah?
Everything. Zach and Nate just made Eddie's powers after I told them what they were.
That's fine.
So.
Like I said, we can do the if you need help, just do them at the end.
Three,
just run with what we have.
Four, five.
Well, I have time to. I have time to do stuff.
Okay.
So okay. So that's 7 points.
Also, Max, it's hard dice, regular dice, thin little dice. Little dice dropped last.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Both.
For two hard dice, this becomes 28
and
points.
And that's why, okay. No, the reason clever maneuvering is 1 point per die is because it's the minus two version of attached, because it is attached to a specific skill.
What was I going to say? I don't know. I blanked.
What do you need help with, math?
So I'll just spend his two extra experience.
Whatever is wrong with Eddie, I guess.
Eddie's at -2 for hyper perception and scrutiny, so he needs extra 3 points per dice to make it a 1D power. Cochlear implant.
So just add extras.
Yeah.
It's accessible and frail.
It doesn't change anything. It just helps with the actual book.
Or you can remove extras.
I've had this on characters before too. So basically, there's more flaws than extras on hyper perception and hyper scrutiny. So if you want to add extras on them, you can, or add
extra layers of useful.
Extra layers of useful, which reduce penalties in unusual situations. So,
let's see. Cochlear implants has nothing real wrong with it. You just need to change the word accessible to frail.
Okay.
Basically, accessible means that somebody can take it from you, but since it's in...
Yeah, and nobody can... Hopefully no one can disarm you of your
cochlear
implant.
Actually, no,
that is to be accessible, yes.
Go ahead, Nate.
The reason that we put accessible on it was he has outer magnets.
Okay, they are outer.
Like, he has inner cochlear implants, but there's an outer magnet that's required for them to function.
Okay.
And someone can, like, take the outer magnets.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
I was just giving him the basics of Eddie, and he said if it's internal, it should be frail. If it's external, accessible's fine.
Okay.
Right, yeah. That's basically, there's an external piece that can be removed to make it stop working, which is why it has accessible.
Yep. And then creepy-ass eyes can be better because your flaws, you can just give yourself those flaws for minus two if-thens or something.
What are the if-thens?
The creepy-ass eyes, you have those descriptive flaws. You can you could take them as actual one, obvious, and then obvious is a minus one, and then minus two for not being able to see if they're cut off.
I argued that obvious didn't apply because what she described as the thing,
it doesn't,
yeah, it's like obvious is like really like anyone in the area, no matter what, is going to like notice it when you use it, because it creates like an explosion or a bright flash or something.
Okay.
So I figured it wasn't quite obvious because, yes, people will hear it if it's quiet, but if there's a decent amount of background noise.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
They're not going to notice it.
The minus two for an if then, just because that's kind of a big if then. Like, if not on, then you can't see. It's basically if it's ever knocked out, you can't see.
I suppose that could be an if.
So a minus two if then?
Yeah. So that means creepy ass eyes.
Mechanically, it's sort of represented by the fact that I think Eddie, without like, rolls like two dice for any kind of perceptive thing without it, because. There's a unique flaw on.
He has no perception and scrutiny.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically,
well, then,
there's a unique
yeah.
flaw on the hyper perception and
then
scrutiny
that
says it uses the same. The focus uses the same focus. Basically, it's the same focus hit boxes as that power. So.
Okay.
Basically, she's done like, or Eddie's done like two dice, rolling one or two dice if. For perceptive stuff, if the eyes are knocked out.
Okay, yeah, I must have skipped that, or must not have had that on when I showed.
No,
Max.
It's okay.
So yeah,
we didn't write it out necessarily. Write it out very clearly. So because like we talked to Hannah about it, and she knows what it means. What it means, and we knew
basically
what it means.
His base stat and perception and scrutiny will always be zero because
yep.
he needs the eyes.
Perfect. Yeah, and then that's it. Everything else.
All right. Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Spades are scarier.
Also,
Angel is scarier.
It's up to you what you do, how you want to. You note it however you want, Hannah, but for
I'm
what
just
it's.
Good on strike through the scrutiny and perception on his sense because he.
Oh,
can't
say, for what it's worth, though, what I do with with hyper skills, I'll put a zero, like, for that, I'd put zero, then, like, plus two. To indicate that the right base is two, but I have 2 points in a hyper skill for it, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It helps me, because I just like looking at my skill, the stats and skills thing, straight for looking at how many dice I roll.
Out of curiosity, to better fit the idea I had for Cheetah, an if then says, must make a stability check after charges run out. But the consequence being must make a stability check once charges run out or be dazed for charge rounds.
That would actually work really
well. Oh, capacities.
Would you say that's a minus one flaw or minus two?
Well, I mean, loopy in itself is a minus one
flaw.
Well,
the problem... then do minus one for loopy.
Yeah, make it similar. Since that's similar to loopy, I would say that's minus one personally, but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that is a good way to make it.
Yeah, the hyperstats people were good. Charby was fine, too.
Yeah. I just basically, at that point, I just need to come up with some other minus one flaw so that Cheetah remains three per die.
All right, I changed the weighted scarf's capacity from self to speed, since it helps her, can help her climb faster.
Maybe once per session thing,
since
Nate?
You mentioned I don't need some, you said that
once
should
per session?
Athletic should be
yeah,
speedy.
Like, you can only use it once
exhausted?
Per session.
Okay. Well, it already has depleted.
Yeah, it already has depleted. So basically,
I have no idea what...
It has depleted in another custom flaw that is, like, an if-then that just says that, like, once she uses it, regardless if she actually uses the power, it depletes once per round.
Yeah.
Oh, as for the reduced capacity, that was Nate's idea, with the idea that, because, like, by default, according to Wild Talents rules, without reduced capacity, she'd have, like, multiple hundreds of pounds she could use it.
Just make a specialized 75%, basically. Reduced capacity is... We got what you meant. It was just...
Right. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, the GM...
It's close enough.
It's a common sense. Yeah, it's closer. It's not on the nose with the numbers, but... Yeah. So, I could do if we wanted to get... But we don't... Honestly, use the...
Why?
That is... What? Why?
What in the fuck?
Shadow Cat's a freak, and Colossus is okay with it.
Isn't Colossus gay?
No. They're like eight gay
in certain comics, maybe.
There are like eight gay dudes in like comic.
There are eight gay dudes ever.
Well, Colossus in like in one of the universes, in one of the universi, he does have a thing for Wolverine, I think.
God damn it!
Well, I guess it's more, there are eight gay couples in comics.
I thought I did have an extra for that. No, it doesn't by default have an extra for
also,
that.
Also, like that you wrote Kagome.
Everybody.
Oh my goodness, man. We've all said something about it.
What?
Eddie's going to mishear Kagako and call her Kagome.
That's what Sun's going to start calling her instead name. Of Kagogo, because that's too hard. Kagome. Hey, Kagome, get over here. I'll give you fat stacks.
Yeah, I can't think of any other... If then, or any like an if then or something to add to Cheetah.
Where's Metra?
By the way, Kevin got a Voldragon head.
Really? Awesome.
Nice. Oh, as the it's pretty awesome. Check out my room sometime if you want to see it in action. It moves and everything.
I would have been here sooner if a coat. Like a code, you collect the keys and it happened just after you left the call back.
But yeah,
like the game sense, hey, we want to finish this up soon, and it was like, nope.
Oh, well, there's almost always in free exploration, there's almost always one of those right before the boss, but yeah.
Hey, man, I'll figure this out later.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
So, yeah, and then the reason, if I remember right, the reason, if that's the wrong character sheet, the reason I don't have the uses other person's, uses the other person's attack for damage, as a note instead of, the reason I have it as a note instead of an extra or a flaw is that it's basically equal parts extra and flaw, like, because basically based on dice rolls, that could either be a good or a bad thing. I can put it as an extra though if some people if GMs decide I should have that as a legit extra on that instead of.
Okay. Well, in any event, so are we recording?
Been recording, like always.
All right.
He was recording that whole conversation we had about ass to mouth.
Oh my. Well, hi everyone.
I have the best side chatter. I don't know why you're complaining.
Indeed.
Somebody's going to find this or listen to these podcasts a year from now. No fucking idea what we're talking about.
It's memes, people.
Why do you keep making the same stupid joke over and over
again? I love Doge meme. I love it.
It's going to be so fucking burnt out when this gets released.
A year ago, we couldn't shut up about Friday.
We even named Friday, it.
No, that was 2 years ago, Amanda.
2 years ago, we couldn't shut up about Friday.
Yeah, it was pre Osama bin Laden being killed. That's how I can
see
that.
That's, yeah, no. Episode 12, my dad interrupted that game to tell me that they killed Osama.
And then we watched it on the news for a while.
And then, yeah, and then Obama talked about it.
Oh, wow, there. Happened again. Don't know why he keeps doing that, but it's
Charlie,
terrible.
Maybe unplug your microphone and plug it back in or something. I don't know what your microphone is doing, but it keeps doing it.
I can take you to the hospital. I know how to drive. Don't worry. I can get you there.
At 214.
I drive my Nana to the liquor store all the time.
Oh, nice.